Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about the dilution of private equity IRRs. It's a fascinating topic.
Absolutely. So what's the core issue with these private equity returns?
Well, the article highlights how firms like KKR and Apollo boast incredible IRRs, like 25% or even 39% since inception. Sounds amazing, right?
Yeah, unbeatable, almost. But there's a catch?
A huge one. These figures are based on the internal rate of return, or IRR, which has a major flaw.
I see. And that flaw is...
It assumes all distributed profits are reinvested at the same rate they were initially earned. Utterly unrealistic.
So, it's like a magical money tree that keeps growing exponentially? Doesn't quite work that way in the real world, huh?
Exactly. The article gives a mind-blowing example. KKR's first fund, if it actually compounded at 26% annually since 1976, would be worth trillions, more than the entire global PE market.
Trillions? Wow, that's a bit of a discrepancy.
A massive one. The author argues IRR is a mathematical artifact, not a true rate of return. It's heavily influenced by early cash flows, meaning later performance barely matters.
Got it. So even if a fund loses billions later, the early wins keep the IRR looking impressive.
Precisely. It's stubbornly fixed. They also talk about gaming the IRR, strategically manipulating it through early exits and borrowing for initial investments.
Interesting. So it's not outright fraud, but, strategic embellishment, let's say.
Exactly. The author even suggests renaming it the internal discount rate, or IDR. And get this. They propose anything above 15% should be marked not meaningful.
Not meaningful? Bold statement.
It is. But the article's point is that these inflated IRRs distort investment decisions. They make private equity look better than it might actually be, especially to less sophisticated investors.
So what's the solution? How do we make these numbers more, well, meaningful?
The author suggests a few things. Report performance over rolling periods. Rename IRR to IDR. And acknowledge that super high IRRs are basically marketing fluff.
I see. Focusing on more recent performance and being transparent about the limitations of the metric. Makes sense.
Absolutely. And, you know, this whole discussion raises a bigger question about transparency and responsibility in the financial industry. How do we ensure investors, especially retail investors, have access to accurate and understandable information?
That's a crucial point, especially with the increasing accessibility of private equity to a wider range of investors. Clarity and honesty become even more vital.
Exactly. And that's something we should all be advocating for. Well, that's all the time we have for today's discussion on the intricacies of private equity IRRs. Thanks for tuning in, everyone.
Goodbye.